Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, a former California congressman is being charged with several fraud schemes. The Department of Justice announced T.J. Cox was charged with wire fraud, money laundering, financial institution fraud, campaign contribution fraud. He's also accused of developing a campaign contribution scheme during his run for the House in 2018. Two, officials in Michigan are set to hold a key hearing today about a decades-old law criminalizing abortion, a decision being weighed in Oakland County as if the 1931 measure goes into effect now. Currently an injunction in place preventing it. The hearing will determine the next steps. And number three, Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney will not get the chance to earn another term in November. She has lost the state's primary to attorney Harriet Hageman. In declaring defeat on Tuesday, Cheney said her real work begins now. So what exactly has she been doing for the past few years? That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning all across the state of Michigan. Ron Rademacher coming up this hour, travel writer, will take us all around Michigan. Also, Thomas DiLorenzo, he is the author of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics, and we'll talk with him in the back half of this hour before racing into your day. Hour three already underway. We are well past the halfway point for my hosting duties this week. I'm here today, tomorrow, and Friday. Steve is back on Monday, and as always, privilege and pleasure to be broadcasting and hosting for Steve, talking to you, the audience, as I am here sitting at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. Our students are back this weekend. Classes start next Wednesday. I teach here in the journalism department and also general manager of the student radio station here, WRFH, host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, and I also host the Hillsdale College Classical Education podcast as well. A little ad lib, change of plans, audible here from what I was planning to do because I saw there's some new audio here. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney losing last night, really getting thumped. 67-29, I think is what I saw last. She had the 29%. Harriet Hageman is the new nominee for Wyoming's congressional seat, the only congressional seat in Wyoming. She represents the entire state. Hageman, last night in declaring victory, gave a speech. We have a little bit of audio from her and then some Liz Cheney from this morning, which I haven't heard yet, so we'll all listen together. This is Harriet Hageman last night after winning the Wyoming primary. Cut one.
This great country who believes in the American dream, who believes in liberty, and who recognizes that our natural rights, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal protection, and due process come from God. They do not come from government. And the government cannot take them away. Understands that our government is a government of, by, and for the people. And that we can and do control the levers of power when we engage, when we participate, and when we hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who is concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent.
That's Harriet Hageman last night in Wyoming declaring victory, and that's the story, is a politician losing touch with constituents. Liz Cheney won 73% of the vote 2 years ago, and this year might not clear 30%. That is a clear disconnect between politician, elected representative, and the people that she is representing. That's what happened here. I was not planning to play any Liz Cheney audio this morning. She did talk last night after her loss, saying that referencing Abraham Lincoln, saying that he lost congressional elections before winning the most important election of all. Cheney last night saying this primary election is over, but now the real work begins, which she's been doing the past few years, not the real work, I guess. Now, she's not going anywhere. She holds her seat until January when Harriet Hageman will take the office, almost certainly. There is a general election to get to, but Hageman will be a prohibitive favorite there. And so, as I said, I was not going to play any Liz Cheney today, but I just saw this come across the Twitter feed. She's on NBC's Today Show this morning, maybe previewing her future work as MSNBC contributor. It's hard to say. But she's on NBC's Today Show this morning and answering a question in which apparently she says she's thinking about running for president in 2024. This is Liz Cheney and NBC's Today Show. I have this one here.
The former president said last night, you're now headed to political oblivion. You said this fight is just beginning. You've even launched a political organization already. So let's just be straight about it. Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded. And talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congresswoman, you didn't answer me, yes or no.
I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it. But are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
There's Liz Cheney on NBC's Today Show. You can hear the giddiness in Savannah Guthrie's voice as she, are you at least, please promise us, please tell us you're at least thinking about it. Tell us you're at least considering it. Come on, please. Liz Cheney, if she runs, she will have her cheerleaders in the media and elsewhere. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food, made with the highest quality pork and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food that Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. Find them at GreatLakesPetFood.com. That's GreatLakesPetFood.com. Ron Rademacher coming up next. He'll take us all around the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.